Hi, aloha, and welcome. I wanted to give you an updated energy report so that you can have a good idea of what's happening right now with this energetic landscape. We've been dealing with a lot of stuff with December's energy, and it's always good to know that, oh, I'm not alone. This isn't just my life. This is more of a planetary thing, more of an energetic landscape thing, and it's not just something I should personally be freaking out about. That always helps you to calm any anxieties, fears, and worries that you have when you're understanding as a sensitive what you're doing is you're picking up on universal energy, and it's not necessarily meaning you need to revisit these specific things in your life, but it's, hey, be aware that these energetic things are happening on a universal scale so that you can watch for them, categorize them, and then separate yourself from going down the rabbit hole of this is my personal life failing at this point in time. So let's start talking about that. The first thing that you want to pay attention to is there's this high emotional energy that's happening right now. A lot of people are feeling triggered by certain things. You're more reactive than you normally would be. You might be snapping at somebody. You might find that if you're feeling upset about something, you go into more of a depression about it. Or if you're feeling a little bit anxious about something, you go into more of an anxiety attack about it. So everything feels extreme when it comes to emotions. Extreme emotional energy, which is usually caused by some type of triggering of something. That also is part of this energy that is happening right now, which is past energy is resurfacing. Past experiences are resurfacing. Any past emotional traumas are resurfacing. So where you may have thought, oh, I've dealt with this and I've gone past it and I've come to terms or I've balanced it and I've let it go, you might find that, wait a second, why am I being triggered by this again? I know I let this go. I revisited this many times over. I feel like I'm just beating this instance to death because I'm rethinking it, rehashing it, and I'm actually just really tired of, you know, addressing this issue. So you can thank the universal energy for that because it's causing things below the surface to come up again, and that can cause some triggery stuff that then click off or kind of kick off the high emotional energy. So now we have a double combo of this high emotional energy, past stuff coming up, which can be like the perfect storm, and we want to compartmentalize that and steer clear of kind of going down that rabbit hole. You did revisit all of these things. If anything in the past is coming up again, you want to do your best to distract yourself. You want to remove yourself out of any situation where you might engage in a heated discussion about it again. You have already dealt with this. This is not something that should be on your plate right now, but it's something that's surfacing. And when you're dealing with some of the energy waves and the spirits that come in with that, if they're low vibration, they will kind of put this on your plate and say, yeah, no, you didn't do it. And you're like, yes, I did. And they're like, no, you didn't. And so it becomes this internal energetic, intuitive tug of war between what you've done in the past and what you know and your intuitive senses, and then lower vibration spirits trying to push their way into your life. So we really want to be aware of that so we can compartmentalize that and not play their game, which is, okay, let's redo this again. Let's throw fuel on the fire. We do not want to do that, which is causing another issue because we do have this influx of low vibration energy coming in right now, fear and worry. Typically, this fear and worry is surrounding your purpose, your future, and your money. These are the three things that fear and worry are amplifying or triggering right now is purpose, future, and money or finances. So if you're finding that you're starting to feel like panicky or like hyperventilating energetically about like, what am I going to do next year? How am I going to handle this? My life is changing. Things do not feel the same. How am I going to make money? How am I going to survive? What's my career going to look like? If you're finding that you're really going down that rabbit hole, that is kind of universally designed right now. You don't need to be going into a place of panic with this. What you do need to do is take advantage of setting an intention for next year on how you want that to look. How do you want that to look? Because here's the thing, things are changing energetically. We are in a state where you are going to have to let go of old patterns. You are going to have to let go of old relationships, potentially, of old experiences, of old traumas, old jobs. There is a lot of shifting taking place currently right now for many, many people. And this is going to be requiring you to let go and or lose some things that have felt very safe, secure, just simply because not necessarily they were healthy for you, but because they've been a staple in your life for a very long time. Well, astrologically, that time frame is ending and it's time to release that in order to move forward into the next part of your life, the next phase. And that phase is bringing a lot of opportunity and really cool stuff. It's bringing new connections into your life. It's bringing new potential job opportunities. It's bringing new ways of money flow into your life. It's bringing a lot of prosperous and abundant type energy in 2024. And so that is very cool. But when you're very, very afraid of losing what you know is your constant, it's kind of like, do I choose what I already know or do I choose what I don't know? And most people are fearful and don't want to choose what they don't know. But unfortunately, it's going to happen either way. So let's get on board with that and put more intention into how we'd like to see that unfold, how we would like to see maybe future work or career stuff unfold. And you don't want to go into the money aspect so heavy. You want to go into the security and the calmness of the future more so than the money aspect of the actual cash and value stuff, because that comes it with the security and with the contentment and with the calmness. And in order to help you with that, I did do that law of assumption meditation. And so I will put that link below. But I did put some things out there for you to kind of help you to navigate this new landscape. So I would suggest sitting down and writing some intention goals for this next year. And what that should entail, intention goals should have what you want your career to look like, what you would like your personal environment to look like, how you would like to see any shifts or changes for the positive. What things would you change about your life? What feels more comfortable to you? What in your dream world would be like the coolest thing to happen next year for you or in the next coming months? And why you want to do that is because with this all, this letting go energy, is the universe is also bringing us the opportunity to put in a universal order, if you will. You know, it's allowing us to be creative and to create our future. It's allowing us to be a part of that. And so with that, you need to be active. And that is by setting intentions and taking action and moving in a direction of, hey, if things are going to change, I want to be a part of this. I want to have a say so. I want to actually be involved in what that might look like. And like I said, we don't want to get into the heavy financial aspects of it, but we want to get into the joyful aspects of maybe you'd like your mornings to go a little bit different. Maybe you'd like your evenings to go different. How would you shift things if somebody said, well, you're going to have to shift something, and then just choose something, right? And start there with your intentions. The other thing that is kind of throwing people off kilter is a lot of people who I work with are constantly on a hamster wheel. Everybody usually feels like they have to be going, creating, being active, taking action, working really hard. And if you're not on that hamster wheel, nothing's getting done. Well, that's not entirely true, especially when you're working with this type of energy. And with this type of energy, there is a slowdown effect that's happening anywhere between now and probably the first week of January, possibly into the second week of January, where everything's going to feel like it's slowing things aren't happening as fast, people aren't getting back to you as quickly, that you are not seeing possible results that you would normally see or that you would expect to see. This is a slowdown time frame right now energetically, and it might feel like you're stuck in the mud, and you know, you might have to relax. And that's what it's actually for. It's time for you to regroup, recharge, take a moment to calm the body, calm the anxieties, calm the energy, and just really be in the moment and present of, you know, let's just take some mental time off. Let's take some physical time off. Let's do some joyful things. That's actually what it's meant to do. But what a lot of people do is they go, oh my gosh, what's happening? I don't know what's happening, but nothing's getting done. And then they amplify their high emotional energy again. Then the fears and worries start triggering again. And so that's kind of the way that the mental part of everybody is trained. But that's not what the universal energy